Take a trip to the grocery store and you may notice staple products are missing. For some people, that includes yeast, those little envelopes with the pellets that make bread rise.
And that presents a problem to some who are taking up baking as a new quarantine hobby. So we've got solutions.
The basic sourdough recipe would just be flour, water, and open air.
Brad Leone hosts a video series for Bon Appetit, and he says there's an easy fix to the run on yeast. Make your own sourdough starter. All you need to do is put flour and water in a bowl on the counter.
Every now and again, add a little more flour and more water. Let it ferment, and soon you will have your own living, breathing sourdough starter.
Essentially, you're doing a controlled rot of a food that has a beneficial value to it.
You never need to buy yeast again, because the starter has natural yeast in it.
Frances Lamb, who hosts the public radio program The Splendid Table, has plans for the more adventurous baker.
A recipe for beer bread that is literally just flour with baking powder, a little bit of salt, and a can of beer.
Yeah, the carbonation will give the flour a little lift.
And because you're making it with beer, even though there's no yeast in the bread, you get a yeasty flavor from the beer. So it might scratch that flavor itch too.
But if these sound a bit too advanced for you and you still just want to buy some yeast, try your local bakery.
We are selling yeast, flour, and sugar for customers to come to use in their own kitchens. Avoid the grocery stores and come to a bakery to pick up that thing.
Brett Borg is the co-owner of Schmidt's Pastry Cottage in South Jordan, Utah. The bakery received a donation of 2,500 pounds of flour from a local mill.
So we decided to gift to everybody who walks through our doors 2 loaves of bread.
They've given out more than 14,000 loaves of bread in the past couple weeks. The point is to give back, Borg says. Give a little lift to someone who needs it.